Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. Owamego farm couple experiences the power of nature a little too closely.
Jen and Matt Campbell were walking the fields of their woolly bee farm the last Friday in June when a storm started to build. And according to WIBW, Matt was struck by lightning and Jen was thrown to the ground from the force of the strike. Jen was relatively unharmed. However, Matt suffered a cardiac arrest from the strike. Fortunately, Jen knew CPR and started administering it immediately. Matt is recovering. However, it may be some time before the full extent of his injuries will be seen. A GoFundMe page has been set up for support of the family.
We now know the name of a 36-year-old man who was allegedly killed in a murder-suicide last month inside a Johnson County home. Andrew Lyman's body was found along with that of a 70-year-old woman. The woman is believed to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly announced that total tax collections for June 2023 were $989 million. That's $17.3 million more than the estimate and $70.2 million more than June of 2022. Governor Kelly said time and again they've seen Kansas's monthly revenues exceed estimates because Kansas is attracting businesses, expanding the workforce, and growing the state's economy. She said during this past legislative session, she fought for responsible tax cuts on groceries, property, and Social Security to put that money back in the hands of working Kansans. And come January, she's committed to partnering with legislators to get Kansans relief. Individual income tax collections were $379 million, $4 million less than the estimate, but $14.3 million more than June of 2022. Corporate income tax collections were $226.2 million. That's $26.2 million more than the estimate and up 52.7% from June of 2022. And combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $303.5 million. Which is $1.5 million more than the estimate, however less than June 2022 by 0.1%. Kansas will end fiscal year 2023 with total tax collections of nearly $10.2 billion, which exceeds the fiscal year 2023 revised estimate by $25.9 million. From Monday, July 10th to Sunday, July 16th, law enforcement across the state will participate in the Speeding Slows You Down campaign and will increase enforcement for speeding vehicles to improve traffic safety. The Kansas Department of Transportation funds this campaign to raise awareness on the dangers of speeding and urges drivers to obey posted speeds. Kansas Department of Transportation Safety Bureau Chief Vanessa Spartan said if you speed, you aren't just breaking the law, as speeding increases the odds you'll lose control of the vehicle, reduces the effectiveness of seat belts and child safety seats, increases stopping distance, increases odds of serious injury or fatality, increases fuel consumption and costs for the driver, and increases the economic implications from speed-related crashes. In 2021 in Kansas, 76 people lost their lives in speed-related crashes, and in addition, of the nearly 4,500 crashes attributed to speeding that year, drivers aged 15 to 29 were behind the wheel more than 50% of the time. Drivers offer various reasons for speeding, such as running late, traffic congestion, and a general disregard for other road users. However, speeding significantly increases both the likelihood of a crash and the crash severity, particularly affecting the time it takes to slow down the vehicle. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, it takes about 221 feet to stop a vehicle traveling 50 miles per hour, and if you increase the vehicle speed to 80 miles per hour, it takes about 460 feet to stop. Spartan said speed kills, which is why they encourage motorists to abide by posted speed limits. So you need to slow down, because saving a minute or two is not worth your life or the life of others you share the road with. The IRS has issued a last call for U.S. taxpayers to file for roughly $1.5 billion in unclaimed refunds from the 2019 tax year. The agency estimates that around 1.5 million people are eligible to claim a combined nearly $1.5 billion in outstanding refunds, with the average median refund estimated at $893, and the deadline to submit a tax return for 2019 and claim the refunds is July 17th. Taxpayers had more time than usual to claim funds for the 2019 tax year because of the pandemic, and the agency noted that the deadline was extended a few months past the normal three-year filing window to mid-July. At least 3,000 people in every state, as well as Washington, D.C., are estimated to have an unclaimed refund. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
Sean Kinney's Animal Superpowers, a brand new exhibition featuring awe-inspiring sculptures made from Lego bricks, will be on view at the Hanson Museum now to September 10, 2023. From the mind of acclaimed artist Sean Kinney, Animal Superpowers showcases larger-than-life sculptures of creatures who have evolved to possess their very own superpowers and invites guests to learn the science behind them. Produced by Imagine Exhibitions Incorporated, Animal Superpowers is chock full of STEAM content and will inspire budding artists, engineers, zoologists, and biologists to expand their imaginations, get curious, and explore in an experience that both educates and excites. The sculptures and exhibits in Animal Superpowers explores the evolutionary, biological, and environmental reasons for amazing animal adaptions, such as shape-shifting, super strength, echolocation, and limb regeneration, and ask the guests to imagine themselves with the same abilities. Combining the world's most beloved toy brick with the mythology of superheroes, Animal Superpowers provides an entertaining platform through which visitors can appreciate the wonders of the natural world. You can explore the joy and wonder of Sean Kinney's Animal Superpowers made with Lego bricks, open weekdays to the public from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 9 to 12 and 1 to 5, and Sundays from 1 to 5, and admission is free. State troopers have tallied the numbers of how many motorists they assisted this 4th of July holiday weekend, and the Kansas Highway Patrol released its 2023 Independence Day Holiday Activity Report on July 5th. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol website, troopers assisted 1,085 motorists during the holiday reporting period, which is almost 200 more motorists than last year. The reporting period went from 6 p.m. on Friday, June 30th to 11:59 p.m. on Tuesday, July 4th. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol website, across Kansas, there were 31 DUI arrests, 1,142 speed citations, 172 adult safety belt citations, 8 safety belt citations for teenagers and 23 child restraint citations. Troopers also worked 2 fatal non-DUI-related crashes involving 2 non-DUI-related fatalities. On Friday, June 30th, Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2292, which promotes and expands apprenticeships with businesses, healthcare organizations, educational institutions, and nonprofit groups. The legislation, known as the Kansas Apprenticeship Act, is a matching grant program for higher education institutions. In September, Governor Kelly established the Office of Registered Apprenticeship, and Kansas lawmakers made the largest financial investment into registered apprenticeships with an authorized $13 million in annual funding. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the investments being made now will help make Kansas become a top 25 apprenticeship state by 2025, which is a longstanding goal of the Kelly administration. He said to reach that level, they will need to add nearly 10,000 new apprentices, and the Kansas Apprenticeship Act will help them achieve that goal. According to the Office of the Governor, in the past year, the number of new apprentices has almost doubled from 252 to 473. The number of new programs has more than doubled from 5 to 12, and the number of new occupations has more than doubled from 19 to 47. The Kansas Works Office of Registered Apprenticeship has a list of intermediaries who can offer employers and labor organizations help to launch, promote, and expand registered apprenticeship programs. The Kansas Office of Registered Apprenticeship Programs will hold several roundtable events, and according to the press release, the office will also visit already established registered apprenticeship programs in Wichita, Garden City, Dodge City, Hays, and Norton in late July. For more information on the Kansas Office of Registered Apprenticeship, you can visit kansascommerce.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel. It's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated. The Norton County Commission is currently seeking an individual that would be interested in serving on the Norton County Hospital Board of Directors. Name must be submitted to the Norton County Clerk's Office no later than July 7th, 2023. This appointment will be for an unexpired term. Name must be submitted by individual seeking the appointment. Name can be submitted in writing to Norton County Clerk, P.O. Box 70, Norton, Kansas 67654, or by calling 785-877-5710 and submitting your name for consideration.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. Farmers in 34 Kansas counties are eligible to take part in a multi-state conservation project spearheaded by Iowa Soybeans. Field Representative Amanda Shuttler introduces us to the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund.
Iowa Soybean wanted to develop a sustainability program for farmers, and they found a way to do that through the carbon market. So mainly our Soil and Water Outcomes Fund is a subsidiary of Iowa Soybean Association, and mainly, we put in 3 conservation practices: no-till, cover crops, or adding a small grain into your rotation. That's how we purchase the carbon credit and also provide sustainability in ag fields.
Shuttler says major food companies, including Cargill and Coca-Cola, buy the carbon credits, providing farmers on average $34 per enrolled acre. She adds that farmers who join the program receive technical assistance on improving their fields.
We do run data and we do field checks on every single field that we enroll in the contracts. With that, you will know then what your carbon outcome is, your carbon difference, essentially, your nitrogen difference, difference and your phosphorus difference from what we were looking at for runoff. The farmer has all that data available to them, and a lot of them have used that to adjust their nutrient management programs.
The 34 counties in Kansas eligible to take part in this program include Allen, Anderson, Atchison, Bourbon, Brown, Butler, Chase, Clay, Coffey, Dickinson, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Gary, Greenwood, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Lyon, Marion, Marshall, Miami, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Potawatomi, Riley, Shawnee, Waubounsie, Washington, Woodson, and Wyandotte counties. Contracts are good for 1 year with an opportunity to renew each year for the next 10. Additional details are available on the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund website, theoutcomesfund.com. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. More severe weather possible for much of Kansas again this afternoon and into the evening, with hail, damaging wind, and tornadoes all possible in our western and central counties. The eastern counties will get some cloud cover for now before rain arrives tomorrow. Cooler temperatures hanging around statewide through the upcoming weekend, with afternoon highs staying in the upper 70s to low 80s as a frontal boundary stays to our south, keeping most of the hot air over the southern plains. The Storm Prediction Center has western Kansas under an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. So we should see the strongest storms in the western high plains, but strong to severe storms are possible in the central counties. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a stationary front is just off to our south. We have a low over northeast New Mexico. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around. We'll have thunderstorms developing by later in the day with large hail, damaging straight-line wind, and some tornadoes. Lower thunderstorm chances for the eastern counties, at least for now. By tomorrow, that frontal boundary will move northward as a warm front, with more severe weather expected over our southern and central counties. The chance of severe storms will continue through Saturday for much of our state, but the temperatures will stay fairly cool. We dry out a little bit on Sunday. Highs will be in the 80s and just scattered afternoon thunderstorms. This afternoon's highs in northwestern Kansas, mid-70s and around 60 overnight. Upper 70s and low 80s north-central. Tonight, we're in the low to mid-60s. Upper 70s and low 80s northeast and low 60s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 70s southwest, and tonight we're in the low 60s. Upper 70s and low 80s south central, mid 60s for the overnight. Low to mid 80s southeast, and tonight we're in the mid 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad